Kyiv to Warsaw. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden is back in Poland following a secret trip to Ukraine, where he met in Kyiv with President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Remind us that freedom is priceless. It's worth fighting for as long as it takes. And that's how long we're going to be with you, Mr. President, for as long as it takes.
The president is expected to speak in Warsaw in a few hours. Russia's President Putin is scheduled to speak to the Russian parliament at this hour about what he calls the special military operation in Ukraine. The U.S. is warning China not to get involved.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he told China not to begin arming Russia after warning that U.S. had intelligence it planned to do so.
This would be a real problem for China in its relationships with many other countries, not just the United States.
A spokesman for China's foreign ministry fired back, accusing the U.S. of fanning the flames. So far, China has stopped short of providing Russia weapons.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. One person has died following an explosion and fire at a metals processing plant in the Cleveland suburb of Oakwood Village, Ohio.
I look over and I just see a plume of smoke and then the bigger explosion and then a ball of flame. And then it was on fire.
13 people rushed to the hospital, many of them burned. One person reported to be critical. Cause of that blast still under investigation. Special medical clinic opens in East Palestine, Ohio today. Residents who feel like they've been sickened by the toxic train derailment 2.5 weeks ago will be offered health assessments. Many have been complaining of headaches, sore throats, and breathing difficulties. Former President Trump will visit East Palestine tomorrow. Another earthquake has rattled Turkey and northern Syria, the 6.4 magnitude quake causing more buildings to collapse and killing at least 3 more people. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
More than 30 million Americans are under some sort of winter weather alert as a massive winter storm moves across the Rockies, forecast to dump lots of snow.
We have winter storm warnings in effect for western South Dakota, north and western Nebraska, even into southern areas of Minnesota. Minneapolis, you are included in that. Elsewhere, we have winter storm watches, but those are likely going to be upgraded to winter weather advisories or winter storm warnings relatively soon. But we're expecting a large swath of snow in these locations, and for some of the southern extent of these spots, we're talking ice accretion instead. Areas of Areas of the metro Minneapolis could pick up as high as 2 feet of snow. A large area of southern Minnesota and northern Wisconsin will instead see 12 to 18 inches of snow, isolated snow amounts as high as 2 feet. That same for central and eastern South Dakota, 8 to 12 inches for you. Northern tier of Nebraska could pick up around 8 to 12 inches.
Fox weather meteorologist Kelly Costa reports blizzard warnings are posted in southern Wyoming and northeastern Montana. Storm updates at foxweather.com. U.S. household debt last year jumped to its highest level since the Great Recession of 2008, according to WalletHub. An analysis shows the typical household is now more than $142,000 in debt when mortgages are included. The southern immigration crisis continues in Florida.
Overcrowded homemade boats filled with hundreds of Haitians and Cubans are intercepted day and night by the U.S. Coast Guard. It's a border crisis best seen from the sky, on board a Coast Guard plane patrolling the waters off the coast of Florida.
Well, we've been a lot busier than usual. So a lot more vessels. Like every other day, we get more vessels.
Advanced cameras and radar help the crew spot migrant vessels. People are often found after drifting for days in the open ocean, dehydrated and malnourished.
Fox's Brian Yenes. Florida's Governor DeSantis has claimed the Biden administration has not given the Coast Guard the vessels it needs to properly patrol the coastal waters. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.